Welcome to Everything But the Lesson Plan. This podcast is designed specifically for educators seeking support, inspiration, and professional growth. We will tackle a transformative journey each week so that you can thrive in and out the classroom. I am Francesca Thompson, the CEO of Thrive 12 and educator. Let's begin. This playlist today, guys, will This podcast today is about, I already gave up my word, playlists, right? Your music playlist. And I think it's important for teachers to have a playlist together for their classroom. It is a great tool to use for the classroom. We're going to talk about how to use Spotify. And of course, you can definitely use Apple in the classroom. But this one is really specifically about the tools that Spotify has with creating different playlists. But when it comes to music in general, how can you use it in the classroom? So when I think about a playlist, it helps set the mood for me personally, and it helps with my students. So let's talk about this. After a long ride to work, right? You know, got yourself together, you're getting to work. Probably, you know, we're in Atlanta, so we're dealing with traffic all the time. So long ride, and then you get to school. I like listening to some nice music just to help me get my life together. Something soothing, if that's what you into. Something soothing to, you know, get it together and get ready for your day. Now, when I said if that's what you're into, you can, if you catch me in my classroom, when I was teaching at 7 o'clock in the morning, it wasn't soothing. Okay. We was doing some hip hop. We were all over the place. Sometimes my students would be like, oh my gosh, Miss Thompson, what in the world? Why are you so hype? I needed that for myself. Okay. And then sometimes I would play a little jazz. Okay. I know how to diversify my music. So it just depends on what you're in the mood for. But you just want to have something together. And when it comes to Spotify, there is actually a lot out there. If you put your stuff together, organize your playlist in advance, you don't have to waste time trying to find music when you're ready for the music moment. Especially in today's world where you have to find clean music. So it's better to just take a little time to put that together before class than to be in the moment and be like, I just want to hear something right now and trying to search. There's just, you know, when it comes to clean, you really got to do a deep search for that. So I would say get it together now. Organize your playlist in advance. It's a great way to get ready for your school year. Spotify offers a diverse pool of music, and so does Apple. What I like about Spotify is if you have another teacher friend, you can follow that teacher friend and use his or her playlist. So, and they can use yours. So it's a win-win situation. You can stay current with the latest music trends, allowing your students to see how cool you are, and also getting ideas from them of what they like to listen to. This helps create a relationship, building trust with your students. They want to hear, you know, my students always talked about my music sometimes. They'd be like, what in the world are you listening to? It could be Coldplay one day, or it could be Drake the next. So I was all over the place. And then I had students who loved Coldplay, and then I had students who loved Drake. So it was always something for everyone. But I like learning from the students because they know some cool music. And so I was able to add a few things to my playlist. My students know that music will be playing in my class. And so they kind of appreciate that. Except for when it's so early in the morning, but hey, it gets them ready. With Spotify and Apple, you can actually read the lyrics real time, and you can use those in the classroom. One activity that I have on my Teacher Pay Teacher store is create your own rap song. This assignment went well in my class. It's a great way to include music. And we typically have done this assignment on a Friday. It's just for us to get to kind of know each other. They would create their own rap song. They would work in groups. They would get some music from some instrumental pieces off of Spotify, and it would be like a little rap battle. It was just something fun. I was able to get to know them a little more and their personality and kind of like, what they stand for and what they like. So that came out through their rap. So I love that activity. You can also use Spotify to build out your other lessons. For example, if you're teaching French or Spanish, you can use Spotify to create a Spanish or French speaking music playlist and have that playing as the kids are walking in. And you can also get the lyrics so that they can go through the lyrics and listen to the music. I think that'll be a cool activity. If you have a strings class, you can create a playlist with some of the current music and turned into string pieces. So, like, I literally played Queen Charlotte over and over and over again. What would my students say? That Queen Charlotte goes hard, right? No, they really wouldn't say that. They would not say that, Francesca Thompson. I would say that, but you get the point. So it's all kind of ways that you can incorporate music into your lessons and into your class. But another way is playing, having music playlists for studying. And you can do this in the form of lo-fi music. So lo-fi music, this type of music uses mellow beats to help teachers and students to de-stress, focus, study, and rest. People all over the world are using these relaxing rhythms of lo-fi to help them concentrate or to work or to relax. Okay. So get your little lo-fi playlist together. Try to look at it. It's a lot of lo-fi playlist already out there. So you can just search for that and see what it sounds like. At the end of the day, music is a very important tool to use in the classroom. I have been using it for over 17 years. Music can motivate you and your students. It also helps stimulate multiple parts of your brain by activating the right side, the left side, the front, and the back. Okay. So just think about you're in a long department meeting and it's just third period and you still got fourth, fifth, and sixth period to go. You can get to your class, have your already playlist together, push play, get yourself back excited, and finish your day, right? Music can bring focus and peace to your class. It's a very powerful tool for engagement and building relationships. It's fun, guys. It's exciting. And when learning is fun, and when you're having fun, students can see that and they get motivated by you and your energy, and they are ready to learn. I know that I have made connections with my students by the music that I have played, and they love sharing with me, and I love that. So, this is a great tool to use. Hopefully, you will work on your playlist this week and be ready for your classroom. In the show notes, I will have a few of my favorites from Spotify, so please enjoy. I want you guys to have a great week, and remember, all educators are meant to thrive. See you next week.